Kosher lishchot. That's the beginning of the next parak. Kol apsulim shochta was good, but mikabola bielach mitzvahs kahuna. So they're all possible for the kabbalah halachas weekends on. So the Mishnah lists off azar if he's not a kohen and oinen for yom chosi kippurim. All this various psukim. So Gemara is going to take one by one. How do you know lechatchila that they're not alive?
Assuming he's a kohen already.
What? What?
An oinen would be assuming that he's a kohen already.
Yeah, he is a Kayan. Right, but he's in a state of aninus, right? For Yom, all the cases, they're all Kohanim, but they have some Chisar, yeah, Oral, so on. So the Gemara is going to quote, how do you know that the apostle, I don't know, L'chatchila, it's not good. How do you know, Shinala Bakosov, Liakev, that the B'dievet, it's not good. So the Gemara, on Tez Zainam at base, and Yud Zainam at Aleph, and the Gemara sometimes tries to learn out a mamatzinu, a kalvachaymer. If over there it's possible that he have it, it's a kalvachaymer. Over here it's possible that he have it. Or you see that the psul of Yoshev is possible that he have it, but Yoshev is mutalechol kachim. He's allowed to eat kachim b'yeshiva. So it's only a psul vis-a-vis avoida. So chveis oinin, that it's a psul not only for avoida, it's a psul for achila. So it's a mocham b'dik a psul, so it should certainly be possible that he have it. Well, I was going to learn out kalvachaymer. Sometimes when you establish, when you make a kal chaymer from A to B, if A is kal has a chumra, so B is chumra, certainly has that chumra. So how did you establish that B is machamer than A? Because of one detail halacha. If you have one din that shows that B is machamer, then you make a kal chaymer. Sometimes you'll have one detail halacha in B, that's machamer. Then you have one detail halacha in A, that's machamer than B. So the Gemara calls that a pircha. That's Mikir Dina Pircha. Who says the whole Dina, Mikir Dina, the whole Kavachaymer is crumbles. Pircha means it crumbles by itself. Why? Who says that B is Muhammad? Maybe A is Muhammad. Right? Maybe they're on par, or maybe it's the reverse, because you see that A has a Chumah that B doesn't have. So sometimes the Gemara will say, let's make a Tzad HaShoveh. A and B both have a certain Chumah that apostles B'dieved. So even though A has a certain chumra that C doesn't have, so you say no, B yochiyach that B doesn't have that chumra and still passes b'dieved, and B has a certain chumra that C doesn't have. So how can you derive that it passes b'dieved by C, the avoid it passes b'dieved? So you say no, A yochiyach that A doesn't have the chumra that B has, and B doesn't have the chumra that A has. Hasara shavish b'hem that they're not allowed to do avoida, and if they did avoida, it's passes b'dieved. Afani obviously. That's a tzad hashoveh, a mamatzinu. So whenever you have a kal v'chaymer, whenever you have a tzad hashoveh, you're trying to weigh the chumras that they have. Sometimes you have a tzad hashoveh A and B, pasul b'dieved, so C, a mamatzinu, so she should, without a kal v'chaymer. Even when you're not making a kal v'chaymer, but if C has a certain kula that A and B don't have. A and B share together, and they share together a certain chumr, which C doesn't have. So if they share a chumr, how can you learn out a mamatzinu? You can't even learn a tzad hashoveh shebehem. It doesn't carry over. So the Gemara was throwing in the Alfusis, on Tezainim and Beis, and Yudzainim and Al-Gemara was discussing different kulas and chumrs. So the Gemara has, Ma letame shekei metame acherim. He can transmit the psul to someone else. He can't make someone else an oinen, unless he's going to kill his relative. So that you can do without being an oinen, you can murder someone without being an oinen. So oinen shekeim et tamechem, he can transmit the psul. So the Markan says that is svar la'achme. Or balmum shekein also kraven kimakriven. That not only balmum is a psul of the kohen ha'ivet is a balmum, if the carbon is a balmum, it's possible. If a person is tame, he can learn, yeah.
So that means that an unnamed is, even though an unnamed is not contagious, doesn't impart tama, but it is more strict in a certain way than...
Anointed that is not allowed to do mitzvahs. Okay, that's a dim in the Rabbanon. That's not a dim in the Torah. Here we're talking to anointed that is not allowed to eat maaser sheni. That's a posik and chumash. Not allowed to eat karbon, not allowed to be makor karbon. So that's a dim deraisa. The Gemara, the Tosfos in the beginning of the Perek, Misha Mesa Mutalafanov, quotes from the Talmud Yerushalmi that the Oinen is not allowed to do any mitzvahs. So all the poskim assume that Russia, that the Yerushalmi has as an asmach. That's only min the Rabban. It's not min the Torah. That's a good point. Gemara should have said, Ma'alo ena shekein, he's not allowed to do any mitzvah. So you see from the Babli also, he's just an asmachta. Otherwise, the Gemara would have brought it to show how chomer Einan is. That's a very strong point. So the Gemara says, these are chumras.
It's not even the same dinon.
Yeah, the Pashtas. We mentioned that some Rishonim do put them together. They write as if it's a machlokes satanoim, and here you machmer, and here you mekel. But the Pashtas is that it's a totally different din, correct? Right. So the Gemara said, Shekein osa kreven kemakriven, so that's a svara to show, look how universal it is. Not only does the psula balmum apply to the kohen ha'evid, it even applies to the korbanos. Then the Gemara said, let's say Yoshev. So the Gemara said, Mali Yoshev came posel Eidus. It's a universal din. Oina, there are certain mitzvahs that have to be fulfilled dafke ba'amida. So hakrabanis has to be ba'amida. And it's not only a local din in hakrabas hakrabanis, but haray, it's a din in Kabbalah Eidus. So then the Gemara is matre, no. He happens to be sitting down. He sits at the moment. No, yeah. He's able to stand, but he happens to be sitting now. So the Mishnah says that he's possible if he doesn't, avoid it, it's no good. The Gemara says, well, Yoshev is a bigger chumrah than the others. Mali Yoshev is Kain is possible Eidus also. I mean, you have certain mitzvahs, like Agadah Eidus, that has to be fulfilled in a standing position. Then the Gemara says, no. The Yoshev, the Talmud Chacham Yoshev, the Talmud Chacham is allowed to give Haggadah Seidus in a sitting position. So then the Gemara is matcha that. What do you mean Talmud Chacham is allowed to give Haggadah Seidus? That shows that it's not a din, there are certain mitzvahs that have to be fulfilled by Amida. Like the Goinim came up with this, that it says, V'hochel chermish bakom, v'tochel ispa shivu shavuas, you start counting Sfira Zaymer. You have to stand when you count Sfira. Is it a din deraisa? We're not so sure. So there is certain then the Goyim have. There are six mitzvahs that have to be fulfilled in a standing position. And you say that Haggadah Seidus is a mitzvah that has to be fulfilled in a standing position? No. The fact that Talmud Chacham gives Haggadah Seidus in a sitting position shows that it's not a mitzvah in Hilchas Haggadah Seidus. It's a din out of Kavod HaBezen. That's what the Gemara says. Kavod HaTorah Mishum Kavod HaTorah Shaini. We tell the Talmud Chacham, he should give Haggadah Seidus in a sitting position, because the whole din, that's what Rav Soloveitchik said, because the whole din that the aid had to stand, or the Balei Dinim have to stand when they appear in front of Bezen, that's out of Kavod HaTorah. They have to have Kavod for the Bezen. So here, Kavod HaTorah, or essay the Kavod HaTorah, Arif dictates that the Talmud Chacham is giving Haggadah Seidus, should give it in a sitting position. What are you going to say? By Sfira Saima, the Talmud Chacham should count Sfira Saima in a sitting position? No, there it's din HaMitzvah has to be fulfilled by Amida. Talmud Chacham is going to say, is allowed to do Avodah HaKarbonos in a sitting position. It's only a special din by Haggadah Seidus, because by Haggadah Seidus, it's not a din that the mitzvah of Haggadah Seidus should be fulfilled by Amida. They should stand out of respect for the Dayanim. So that's why Esed the Kavod HaTorah Arif under these circumstances that the aid of is the Talmud Chacham, then the Kavod HaTorah dictates that the Haggadah Seidus should take place b'Yeshiva. So the Mele, that shoots down this whole idea. The Gemara says, the fact that the Talmud Chacham gives Haggadah Seidus b'Yeshiva shows that it's not, that Oymid is a more universal din. Not only applies to Hakrobas HaKavadahs, it even applies Menegeh to Haggadah Seidus. No, it's not. That's the din of Kavod HaTorah. It's not the mitzvah of Haggadah Seidus needs Amida. Why did the Gemara say Shekein Matzina by Sfira Zohimer that you need Amida? Sounds like it's only an Asmachta Midrabban. The Gemara never had that drush. The Goyim invented it. Mikad din deraisa, there is no such thing. So these were the Svaris that the Gemara. Then the Gemara says we have this, many Gemaras. When you have an Issa that's Huta Mechloloi, it's less chomer than another Issa which is not Huta Mechloloi. So the Gemara gives an example. You're not allowed to be makor karbonis in a state of Tumah, but Tumah is Mutta Betzibur. If it's Karbon Shazman Kavua, then it's Mutta. So the Issa of Hakrobus karbonis, but Tumah is Huta Mechloloi. Well, you're not allowed to be makor karbonis in a state of aninus, but the kind bottle is allowed to be makor vodin. So that shows that it's huta mechloloi. whenever it's uta mechlola, so it's a weaker isa, it's less of an isa. Yeah. So these are the role, the way the Gemara is darshani.
But in general, it's okay, but in this case, it's forbidden, or vice versa.
What do you say?
Uta mechlola means what? That in general, it's permissible. Here, it's forbidden.
No. Uta mechlola means it's basically there is a prohibition, but once in a while, there's an exception to the rule that we allow you to violate the isa. Right. So aninus, in rare cases, if the kain gadol is an aina, he can be makriv.
So the hutter is the exception to the rule.
Right. So hutter michlala means sometimes you have a heter. So that shows that isa is less chomer. We had it in ksubas. We were learning ksubas this year. So the Gemara said that choyvel machaver is not hutter. Shken hutter michlala, it's a bezn. The layachbo. Lo yosef ben yosef is hutter michlala, it's a bezn. Yeah. So these were all the Gemara's considerations in making all the alfusas. Then the Gemara, we already learned the Gemara, the bottom up to Zainam and based, going over to the top of Yud Zainam and Aleph. So the Gemara says you can construct Kal Vachomers. If you just have one detail Chumrah in B over A, that can already establish B as Mocham, and you can already make a Kal Vachomer. So you can have kalvachaymas that are going to be contradicting each other. So what do you do if you can construct kalvachaymas? See, if you're not sure whether A is mochamra or B is mochamra, that's called mikirid adina pircha. Here it's not that you have a chumre that A has that B doesn't have, a chumre that B has that A doesn't have. That's mikirid adina pircha, the whole kalvachayma grumbles. What if you have a kalvachayma that brings about a certain result? Then I can make another kalvachayma that will contradict the result that I got from the other one. So the Gemara says that's on the top of Yud Zayim. Whenever you have kalvachaymas that are going to lead to contradictory conclusions, so you don't make any kalvachaymas. Just leave all the detailed halachas. This has a chumrah, that has a kula, this has a chumrah, that has a kula. Don't make any kalvachaymas at all. You're going to make kalvachaymas. They're going to be contradicted by other kalvachaymas. Usually all the dinim in the Torah fit into a big pattern and into a system. And whenever you have a dinim in one case, you should always try to extend it to as many cases as possible that are similar to it. But if you're going to extend it to as many cases as possible, you're going to make all the halachas going to be kakai. So then you don't extend it. So you leave all the details the way they are, and you don't say, let's try to make a whole mosaic out of it, a whole picture out of it. On the bottom, the din is that Tume, if a kohen is tummy, he's not allowed to avoida. And if the korban is tummy, you're not allowed to eat it. So this is a discussion. There's a Ramin of Peretz quoted by the Shittim Kubetzis on the bottom. Ois hey, the bottom of Tezainam Abbas. There is a Mishnah Psochim where the Mishnah says that all the korbanis, we say that Tume is mutta betzibur. What does it mean, betzibur? So we said it doesn't really mean carbon tzibur versus carbon yach, means a carbon shezmana kavua versus a carbon shezmana kavua. So a carbon shezmana kavua, you're allowed to be makrevit in a state of tumah. Then do you eat it? So the Mishnah says all the carbonas that are brought in a state of tumah, you're not allowed to eat, except for the carbon pesach. That's the one exception to the rule, because shmitchol asa leibo elalachila. The whole purpose of the carbon pesach is that it should be eaten. But if it's a different, let's say, chatas Rosh Chodesh, she's manakavua, asibre harigolim, that's manakavua, and the Kahanim are supposed to eat it, so then you don't eat it. You makrev the chatas and you don't eat it. So here the Rabbein of Peretz has a chidish, the Shittim Kubetzis. So I say, quotes him as saying, the only time you're not allowed to eat the karbonis that were brought in a state of tuma is if the kohen tomei touched the basar. So the basar is tomei, so you're not allowed to eat. What if the avoida was done by a kohen tomei? So normally, avoided done by Kohen Tomei is possible, but if it's a korban shizmana kavua, then we say the avoided is kosher. So should you say the avoided is kosher, the korban is kosher, but it's not muta b'achilo, like we had if we had the Gemara, if yizorek shalobim komo. If yizorek shalobim komo, where do we have that? In the Lamed, I think. We discussed that Gemara. Chavov on the base. Shmuel's din. If yizorek the dam shalobim komo, so the korban is kosher, but you're not allowed to eat the basa. The balamam is kaprim, but you're not allowed to eat the basa. So you can say the same over here, that if you makrib the korban in the state of tumah, true, the korban tzibur, shezman kavua, decha tumah, the tzibur is yoytze, the korban, But the basar should be nacha because the korban is pasul. But then the peretz holds not so. So the Chazon Ish has a whole essay here. First he says that the pashtus and taisus is not so, and all over is not so. Then he backs out from everything. He says could be that everybody agrees with the Rabbeinu Peretz. Then he says for the Rambam it sounds like Rabbeinu Peretz. The Biskarov doesn't like it. Biskarov, I think, is the one who says in Menachos that it's not so. But the Chazon Ish thinks that there are no real steers to what the Rabbeinu Peretz said over here. It's a chiddush. It's a chiddush. That's a diyun. If the korban tzibur that were offered in the state of Tumah, Sire Harigolim, it's Deichat Tumah, Sire Rosh Chodesh, Deichat Tumah, and the Kohen Tomei didn't touch the basar. He didn't touch the basar, just the Avodah and the Dam. So, but the Avodah was done in a psul of Tumah, but that's Tumah's Mutah B'tzibah. So do you say you're not allowed to eat it? Because when you get to Achila, the psul of Tumah is still there. The Avodah was done in the state of Tumah. Or do you say, no, that Mishnah in Pesachim that says all the karbanos offered in the state of Tumah may not be eaten? That means if the basar was nitma, if the basar was like nitma, why shouldn't you be allowed to eat it? It's a korban kosher. So that's a question. Rabbeinu Peretz says it's kosher, and others are not so sure.
The
Rambam supports the Rabbeinu Peretz.
Yeah.
That's what the Chazon Ish also points out. The Rambam says like Rabbeinu Peretz. But I think the Biskarov has, he thinks that there are Rishonim who disagree with the Rabbeinu Peretz. The Chazon Ish is not so convinced. Yeah, that's what the Chazon Ish starts off by saying. And then he says you can reread the Taisus. Chazon Ish says you can read the Taisus that everything fits in with the Rabbeinu Peretz. Chazon Ish doesn't see that any Rishonim disagree. The Biskarov thinks that a lot of Rishonim disagree with this. Okay. Then the Gemara was discussing a person is tummy, so he has to go to mikveh. Calls money doesn't go to mikveh, can't even eat maaseh sheni. Lo biyarta b'mena b'tomei. I didn't consume maaseh sheni in the state of tumah. Once he's tovel in the mikveh, even though he's still a tefil yom, he's permitted tovel b'yala zechel b'maaseh sheni, but he can't eat trum until you have hayrav shemesh. And then after you have the hayrav shemesh, then he can eat Truma, but he still can't eat kochim if he's one of the four mechusi kapara zabzava yaledis and mitzara. So that's mechusi kippurim. So they're still considered tomei when he had entering beis hamikdash and eating kochim until he heavy kaparas until they bring the korban. So the shaila was, which level of tuma is machomer, a tvul yom or a mechusi kippurim? So the poshup shot. Yeah.
Right.
So that's what the Gemara was arguing. Maybe I should say to those four tmein, Zab, Zab, Yaladus, and Mitzorah, who need a korban, so even though they already had tefillah in the mikveh, they already had Harav Shemesh, but since they have to bring a korban, maybe their tumah is more chomer than the tefillah yom. Yeah. Right. So the Gemara calls, the Gemara declares the Shaila. The Gemara says that's the question that we debate whether Tvul Yom Dezav Kizav Dami or not. That's the top line on Yud Zainam and Beis. So Rashi says, what is a nafkamina whether Tvul Yom Dezav Kizav Dami or not? Sounds like this is a topic that's discussed in other Masichtas, which it is. So Rashi says, oh, it'll chapa nafkamina if Tvul Yom. If a person is a Zav, he's an Av HaTumah. So if he touches me, he makes me into a Rishon LeTumah. I'll touch food, I'll make it into a Sheni LeTumah. And that'll touch kachim and truma and make it into a shlishi. That'll touch kachim and make it into a revi. Revi bakodesh. That's where Rashi learns of tvil yom.
The imparting contact is stronger, it's more potent. It's absolutely, so you're saying the exact opposite, that the arithmetic works differently because the contact upon which you impart tuma with the tvil yom is as such that it's stronger than a chasr kipurim. Chasr kipurim is a weaker level of contact.
That's, I would have said like that. The further you go away from the tumah, so the lower the madreig is. So if you already went to mikveh, and you had Harav Shemesh, so the tumah is lower. You still did bring the korbans. I would have said, poshup shat, that's a lower level of tumah. After Harav Shemesh, lower level. So the Gemara says, no, maybe these four tameim, zav zav, yoledis, and mitzorah, who need a korban, maybe even after Harav Shemesh, maybe since you need a korban, so it's more chomer than the tvul yom.
So says, right? That
right? The Mashmoy says that there's still some tuma left. So the question is that tuma a higher level of tuma than a normal tful yom? A person touched a dead sheretz. He went to mikveh and he has to wait till Harav Shemesh. So I would have thought he's closer to the tuma. The tful yom is closer to the tuma.
Before Harav Shemesh or after
Harav Shemesh?
Why do we talk about the tful yom after Harav
Shemesh? After Harav Shemesh, you're not a tful yom anymore. No, tful yom means before Harav Shemesh. After Harav Shemesh, not a tful yom, he's Torah Legamrei. So Rashi says, what's the nafkamina whether Mechusi Kippurim Nizav Kizav Domi or not? When they might involve Rishon Vesheni. When a Nizav touches someone, he makes him into a Rishon. Rishon touches food, makes it into a Sheni. The food touches Truma, makes it into a Shlishi, and so on. So would you say that the Mechusi Kippurim Nizav is also Mishon Vesheni? So Tosfos says, what in the world is he talking about? There is no such din. Rashi claims that this is a machlekes satanoim, whether tful yom dezav kezav dam. Tosfos says there is no such halacha. So what's the nafkamina, the famous nafkamina, whether tful yom dezav kezav dam yanat? So Tosfos finally says on the last two lines, tumah hutra betzibur. The din is that if it's a korban shas magor, you're allowed to be makor in a state of tumah, but that's only tumas magor, not tumah yotzol migufoi. So that's the shaila, or Pesach haba betumah. So everyone is allowed to eat, all the tameim are allowed to eat, but that's only if they're tameim tumas maga. But if they have a tumah yotzel megufa, they're not. So what if you have a zav zav yoledes and mitzora who already had harav shemesh, they just didn't bring their korban yet? So do you call that tvul yom de zav kizav dami? That's called a tumah yotzel megufa. He belongs to that higher category of tumah. Or when they get to Shiluach Machnas, we said last week, that one who has a Tumah Yotzel Megufoy is not allowed to enter Harabayis. So what if he was a Zav? Zav Yoledes Mitzorah, they were. But then they already went to Mikveh, they already had Harav Shemesh, they didn't bring the Korban yet. So you still call it the Tumah Yotzel Megufoy, he's holding by the end already. So Tosfos says, that's the Shaila. Whether Tvul Yom the Zav Kezav Dami, do we call the Tumah Yotzel Megufoy? Well, no, it's a level of tumah, but it's not called tumah yotzel megufoy. That's what Tosfos learns, not like Rashi.
It means what? It's
if you say what?
What
does the tumah developed within me. A zav zav, yoledes, and mitzora developed within, as opposed to going to a funeral. The mace is tumah. I touch the mace. Okay, correct. So tumah yotzel megufoy, if it originates within my body, then it's a higher level of tumah. It's a Mohammed Dikadin of Tumah. He's also the Machna Levia. So the Gemara says, and where do we see that there's such a Machleka Satanayim? Ditanya. We have a price, I'm going to get to Paraduma. What's the story with Paraduma? Paraduma, Chaskaya Rachmona, Chatosi, it says in Parshas Chukas, another 2 weeks. It says, Chatosi, the Paraduma has the status of a Korban Chatos. But when you do the asiyas hapara, it's not an avoida. It's no mizbeach. You're not doing an avoida. It's not the beis hamikdash. So how do you know that you need a kohen at all? Because the pasuk says you need a kohen. How do you know you have to be tohar? Pasuk says he has to be tohar. But more than that, it doesn't say in the chumash. It says v'hi's a tohar ala tomi. You need a kohen for sreifa sapora, asiyah sapora. Do you need a kohen for hazoha? The he's our Torah al atomi. So Tosfos quotes the Gemara in Yuma. No, hazar is also kosher to do hazoha. But it says, he's our zohar al atomi. He's our tohar al atomi. The one that does hazoha has to be tohar. And v'yosaf ish tohar, a sefer hapara that says ish tohar. So they both have to be tohar. The one that does sreifa sapora, the one that does hazoha sapora. But by the Hazor, it doesn't say he has to be a Kohen. By the Sreifas Hapara, it says he has to be a Kohen. So what other psulim should apply over here? So what other psulim? Let's say Oinen. So the Gemara says, Oinen l'chol adeis. There's no machloikas satanoim. Oinen is, what are you going to say? A Kohen who's an Oinen is not a Kohen. He is a Kohen. A Kohen who's an Oinen is Tomei.
Is that super related or not? Is the Paraduma super related?
It's... What's the difference? What's the difference whether? What's the relevance?
Way that a Tommy person could, Tommy people could.
No. The din is that the korban tzibur is doicha tuma, doesn't mean tzibur, means zmano kavua, as opposed to not zmano kavua. That's a mishnah in Temura in the second perek. Rav Meir says when we say korban tzibur is doicha tuma, doesn't mean korban tzibur. So the no paraduma whenever you think you need one, you make a paraduma. Sometimes they did it every 50 years, and sometimes every 300 years. The pora that Moshe Rabbeinu made lasted for centuries. Then later on, they needed it more often because they used it up more. So how many dinim of this perek, how many halachas from this perek carry over to Asiyas HaPorah? So Tosfos assumes both on Tezayinim based on and Yud Zayinim based. Tosfos assumes that a balmum is no good for pora. So some achrayim understood Taras HaKodesh is a sefer on Kodshim. So the Svasemis quotes the sefer Taras HaKodesh that he thought that Tosfos says a balmum is pasul lahazor pora. So he says that's ridiculous. Tosfos only, huh? You don't even have to be a kohen. So what's wrong with the balmum? So that's what the Svasemis says. That's ridiculous. So he says Tosfos only meant benigeit to sreifa sapora. The Netziv is not happy even on that. He says, Vezok, how does Tosfos know that a balmum is possible for Sreifa Sapara? Who is a balmum is not called a kohen. It's not true. A balmum is oichol chatos. Balmum is oichol kachim. That are only nechol zichr kuni yom v'lai lot chatzos. He has a full kedushas kuni, not allowed to marry a grusha.
What does the Taras HaKodesh say?
Taras HaKodesh, Tosfos writes both on Tezayinim and Beis and Yidzayim Beis Adavit Poshe, that a balmum is possible for Pora. What part of Pora? So the two parts to Pora. One is Sreifas HaPora, Asiyas HaPora, Hachona, and one is the Hazoas HaPora.
But is Pora Duma bonafide
Kachim
Avoda anyway?
It's not an Avoda, it's only Chatasi. The Pora Duma is considered like a Korban Chatas. Right? So that's what the Netziv is not happy with all Tosfos. The Svasem is Tainus that Tosfos never said what the Taras HaKodesh thought that he said. Taras HaKodesh thought Tosfos said that a Balmum is possible even for Hazor. So the Svasem says, nah, that's a mistake. Tosfos only meant a Balmum is possible for Asiyas HaPorah. The Netziv understood Pshat and Tosfos correctly. Wonders how in the world did they know that that's so? How did they make this assumption that a Balmum is no good? The only one is no good if there's a lack of kahuna. There's a lack of kahuna. Let's say, en big day malayim, en kunosam malayim. They had to wear big day kuna. When they made paraduma, they had to have big day kuna. Because en big day malayim, en kunosam malayim. What about Oril? What about Oril? So the Gemara quotes on Yud Chesam Ebeis.
It's like, for paraduma, they do or don't have to have big day kuna?
You have to have big day kuna.
For
Asiyas. For Asiyas, Hapori, need a kohen. Because if you don't have big dikun, ain't big day malayim, ain't kunas malayim. Those features that there are lack of kahuna. But if it's not, because Chumash says you got to be a kohen and it has to be ish tohor. So you have to be torn, you have to be a kohen. So if you're not wearing big dikun, you're not called a kohen, then you get to these purposes. Ain't big day malayim, ain't kunas malayim. He gets the first aliyah. Even though he's in shul this morning, the kohen got the first aliyah. He wasn't wearing big dikuna, and he can do pidyon haben, even though he's not allowed to go to the cemetery, even though he's not wearing big dikuna. So that we explain, Rav Soloveitchik explained, the two levels of kedushas kunis. Kedushas kunis shebamigdosh, kedushas kunis shebigvumen. So here the Tanoim understood that you need kedushas kunis shebamigdosh when you get to paraduma. Even though
it is makeshift hybrid kachim. It's paraduma, it's not.
Right. Right. So they said that you need big dekuna. But that's a question. How does the Netziv ask? How does Tosfos know bechlal that a balmum is no good? What about Oril? So Tosfos quotes here on Yud Zayin Amud Beis. Tosfos Dimar Mascha Oinin Utvul Yom. Quoting Gemara Perika Oril Yivomus Ayin Beis Amud Beis, where it says Oril Shehizo Hazo Osu Kshera. The Gemara says a koyin can do the an Oril can do the hazor. He doesn't have to be a kohen. A zar can also do hazor. What about Oriel who does the asiyas hapora? So Tosfos made a major jump over here. Tosfos quotes the Gemara talks about Oriel shehizo. So from that they extrapolate that an Oriel can do asiyas hapora. So the Meforshim on the daf the Chazanish and the others, they all point out how the Tosfos not to make a jump. maybe Orel is a lack of Kedushas Kuna. Why should you say like that? Oh, why should you say it's a lack of Kedushas Kuna? Here the Gemara has, how do you know that an Orel is Pasal La'avoid? So the Gemara on the bottom of Yud Ches Amid Beis, 5 lines from the bottom, the Gemara says, Omer Rav Chisda, Dobzem Metoris Meshabeinu Lo Madnu, there's no Pasal in Chumash, B'divi Yecheskel Ben Busi Lo Madnu, we have a Pasal in Novi, Kol Ben Echer, Erelev Erel Basar, Lo Yovel Mikdoshi, Lushar Seini, the word Lushar Seini doesn't appear, it says, Leisa Bikro doesn't appear in the Pasuk, but that's what it means. What does it mean? Kol ben necher, any non-Jew, whether, and then he gives two examples. One is Erelev, one if he's an Apikoris, Mishin Isnaka Liba, Lovim Shabashamayim, and Erel Basar, a Kohen who didn't have a Bismila, Lo Yovel Mikdoshi, is not allowed to be Makar Kabbanis. So the Gemara says, Hachaboy Cheska, Minol, and how do you know there was such a din? It never appears in the Chumash. What? We have a rule, Ein Novi Rasha L'Chadish Dover. Eila Mitzvah, the Gemara in the first half of Megillah says, Eila Mitzvah Zachukim Mishpotam Shatziv Hashem Es Moshe V'Har Sinai. Only Moshe Rabbeinu gives dinim L'Doris. And Novi can't come up with a new din L'Doris. Eila Gemara says, how do we know before Yecheskel wrote it down? Eila Gemara Gemiri Lo. It was an old tradition, Torah Shebal Peh, Lachal Moshim Tzidim, Vas Yecheskel, Vas Mechei Akroz. Yecheskel came and he wrote it down. The Gemara said the same benegeh to Sada did, that the Gemara quotes. So in that, when this Gemara appears in Sanhedrin, the same memory here, Sanhedrin, Daf, Pei Gimlam and Beis, Pei Dalanam and Aleph, goes, so Rashi writes over there, Pei Dalanam and Aleph, that there's no Malkus. If a Kohen Oro will be Makrav Karbonis, there won't be any Malkus, because any din that's only known through Halacha Moshe Misinai can't get Malkus. The rule is one gets Malkus if he violates a law that's similar to Lasachsim Shabbadisha. So the first point is has to be written in Chumash. Lasachsim Shabbadisha has to be written in Chumash, like Lasachsim, and has to be written either Loi or Hisham and Pen Vial is the equivalent of Loi. What if it doesn't appear at all in Chumash? It's only known through Halacha Moshe Misinai. So then Rashi writes that there's no Malkus. The Rambam also agrees with that Rashi, because the Rambam quotes the Shita Sagainim, the one who eats Orla B'chutzlor, it's a person plants a fruit tree, and the fruits that grow the first 3 years have a din of Orla, so he's not allowed to eat it. So the Gemara says, the Pasuk only says in Parshas Kedoshim, Kisavoy al Ha'aretz, and Entaitim call it Michael Orla and Eretz Yisrael. How do you know Orla B'chutzlor? So the Gemara says, "Amachloikis," but that's only the Rabbon and the Halacha Moshe Misinai. So the Rambam and the Goyim assume that it's Halacha Moshe Misinai. So the Rambam quotes the Goyim say the Shilt is among them. The Goyim say that one who eats Orla B'chutz Lords gets Malkus. So the Rambam disagrees. How can you get Malkus? It's only Halacha Moshe Misinai. Same as Rashi writes by Oral Shavat. That's the Rashi on the top Pei Dalad Aleph in Sanhedrin. So the, nonetheless. But again, to Oral Shabbat, the Rambam says that he is like it. The Rambam says the same as Rashi, that one who violates, and he says it's only known through Allah HaMashim Messina, as ain't a like it. That's where he takes issue with the guy. And he says, one who eats Allah B'chutz Lords cannot be like it, because it's only known through Allah HaMashim Messina. And he himself says that by the Oral Shabbat, there would be Malkus. So if you look in the Rambam himself explains why. He says there are two kinds of Allah HaMashim Messina. He says, you have an Issa Orla B'chutz Lords, that's a separate Issa. There's no way to say that it fits back into the Chumash. Chumash says Kisavoy El Haaretz and the Titan call it Machel. Chumash only talks about Orla B'eretz Yisrael. Orla B'chutz Lords purely Halachal Moshe Misinai. So then the Rambam says, but by Oral She'ovad, the Rambam writes, Harehu Kizar, he has an incomplete Kedushas Kuna. The Novi Yecheskel tells us, Kol ben echer, a kohen who is dina ka'akum. How is a kohen dina ka'akum? Either erelev or erel basar. Either erelev means an apikoris or mishumed. So apikoris dina ka'akum. So in order for a person to be a kohen, first of all, he has to be a human being. He make a golem, so he can't be a kohen. He won't be Jewish either. Then, not only does that, in order to be a kohen, you have to be a human being, he can't be a golem. That's what the Chazon Ish teaches. the Chacham Tzvi has a suffix, but he can be mitzarif a goyim to the minyan. So he says, what do you mean? In order to be mitzarif to the minyan, you have to be Jewish. He says, the goyim that you make by knowing Sefer Yetzirah is not even a human being. It's not a human being. How can he be Jewish? So how can he be mitzarif? Right, so the Chazon Ish quotes a Gemara in Sanhedrin that Rava bara gavra, Rava made a golem, and then he tried to carry on a conversation, and so the golem was unable to speak, so he killed him. So how can you kill a non-Jew? You can't kill a human being. So you see, it's not even considered a human being at all. It's like a behemah. It's not considered a human being. So in order to be Jewish, you have to be first be a human being. That's the Chazon Ish's taina against the Chacham Tzvi. How can he have a suffix by the commitment of a golem to the minyan? He's not a human being, b'chlal can't be Jewish. So in order to be a kohen, first of all, you have to be a human being. Then you have to be Jewish. Then you have to be Shevet Levi. Then on top of that, there's what to discuss. Whether not all Shevet Levi became kohen, then you have to be a descendant of Aaron and Bonav and so on. So what if the person's status as a Jew is shaky? He's not fully Jewish. He's Jewish, but he's Dina Ka'akum. So he's Jewish and he's not Jewish at the same time. Mumer. So that's what the Pasuk reads. Called Benecher. That's how you read the Pasuk in Yecheskel. On the bottom of Yud Cheskel and Beis. Called Benecher. Any Yiddish guy. The Hainu. Either Erel Leiv or Erel Bas. Either Apikoris. Chal Shabbos Befesia. And so on. Or Erel Bas. He's an Orel. Yavel Mikdashi. So the Gemara is assuming that a Jew who's an Orel has an incomplete Kedushas Yisrael. So if he doesn't have a full Kedushas Yisrael, how can he say that he has a din of Kohen? In order to be a Kohen, you have to first be a human being, then you have to be Jewish, then you have to be from Shevet Levi, then on top of that, you can qualify to become a Kohen. That's how the Rambam read the Gemara. So the Rambam says, the Oral Shoah, but he disagrees with Rashi on this case. He agrees with Rashi in principle. And whenever one violates an Isser, only known through Halacha L'Moshe Misina, there's no Malkus, because it's not Dumi Dalav Dachasima. So the Rambam writes, when he disagrees with the Goyim, by one who eats Arla B'chutz L'Arz, the Rambam says, Ein Aloike, he can't agree with the Goyim, because it's Halacha L'Moshe Misina. But over here, by Oral Shavad, even though the Gemara says, this is Halacha L'Moshe Misina, but the nature of this Halacha L'Moshe Misina is that the Goyim Orel has an incomplete din koyin, so he's din a kizar. So the Rambam says, koyin oral shod is loike, like a zar is loike. So here, if a person is an oral, he's not allowed to eat korban pesach. That's not because he has an incomplete kedushas kahuna. No, because it has an incomplete kedushas Israel. The reason why the koyin has an incomplete kedushas kahuna, if he's an oral, because he has an incomplete kedushas Israel. That's why. So l'chore, that can apply. Again, getting back again. Tosfos quotes Tosfos on Yud Zayin Amud Beis.
So he's like a czar. By czar, it says the law. It's a lashon law. I'll pen the law. In other words, we were...
By asiyas ha-pora, you need a kohen. By hazoas me-pora, a czar can be mazo also. He has to be tohar. He's a tohar al atom, he has to be tohar. But he doesn't have to be a kohen. By asiyas haparo, he has to be a kohen.
And we're talking about asiyas
haparo
now.
Asiyas haparo. Right. So Tosfos di Ramaschal oinin on Yud Zayin Amud Beis. Tosfos quotes the Gemara Yevamah Zayin Beis, Oral Shehizo Hazoas Hakshera, and Tosfos extrapolates from there who are dinami that an Oral Shehosa Paradum is also good. So that's what the Achroinim are not happy. You can't extrapolate anything from Hizo to Asiyas HaPorah. Tosfos themselves quote that Hazor is good bizarre and Asiyas HaPorah is not good bizarre. So maybe an oral has an incomplete Kedushas Kuna, like the Rambam said, Hareu Kazar. That's the very reason why the Rambam said that you like it, because it has an incomplete Kedushas Kuna. And then Tosfos assumes that Dava Pashat, Balmum is no good for Porah. So Balmum is not good for, probably meant Asiyas HaPorah, not for the Hazor. Hazor, what can be done by Hazar? Even Asiyas HaPorah, that's what the Nitziv says. He doesn't know where in the world that they get it from.
What is it that you designated as Paraduma?
No, you shecht it, and you mazed Adam, Keneged, the base coach HaKadoshim, Anahara Zaysim, Anahara Mishcha, your face. and then you burn it, and then you gather together all the ashes. That's called Asiyas HaPar, beginning of Parshas Chukas, when you prepare a Par Aduma.
So Asiyas... You don't need to order 10 lav and how...
In order to get Malkus.
You don't need it here in this case, Asiyas HaPar.
Maybe there won't be Malkus. I don't know.
That's what we're
no, we're just discussing his apostle. Is it possible or not? So Taisa assumes that Dava Pashut, an oral can do the Asiya Sapor. And they got it from the Gemara that an oral can do Hazor. You can't.
Oral
Kohen. Hazar cannot do Asiya Sapor. Hazoas Meporo, that's Kosher Bizar. That's the Gemara Numa, that's Kosher Bizar. But Asiya Sapor is not Kosher Bizar. So that means if you have a Kohen who's an Orel, Tosfos assumes a double pasha, that it's okay. He can do Asiyas HaPar.
Which part of the Sripa? The Sripa is what? That's part of the Asiyas HaPar?
Asiyas HaPar, yeah.
So can you say a Kohen can do that, but something else? Like
you need Dafke Kohen to do that.
That's part of the Asiyas HaPar, right?
That is Asiyas
so
not part of.
Yisrael can do stuff.
Yisrael can do the Hazor. The Hazor is part.
Post Asiyas HaPar.
Correct, yeah.
You
have a bottle of water and you throw in a little ashes from the paraduma, and the whole bottle of water is called mei chatos, mei para, and then you sprinkle on one hazor shlishi shvi when a person came in contact with the mace, and after hazor shlishi shvi, then he's able to go to mikveh to become tor. And in order to be mekabel the hazor shlishi shvi, he also needs tefillah b'mikveh. Tosfos and Megillah shows like that from the Mishnayos.
That happened all the time.
Very easy, you attend the funeral.
So it happened all the time. Paraduma was made all the time.
They had a lot.
They used to do Hazas Paraduma all the time.
But the manufacturer of it was only however old.
Very rarely, right. The Paraduma made by Moshe Rabbeinu lasted several centuries. And then later on they had Tila Baisheni. And then Ezra made the second Paraduma and then they made a few in Baisheni.
I thought yeah. The Rambam said you get Malkus.
The Rambam says, Oral Sha'ovad is loike, not like Rashi. Rashi says on Sanhedrin Pei Dalet, Oral Sha'ovad is ain't a loike, because Dov is emeteris Moshe Abbeinu Lola Madna, there's no Pasuk. It's Gemara Gemiri, Lord, it's Halachal Moshe Misinai. Halachal Moshe Misinai, there's no Pasuk, so it's not Dumi the Labda Hasima. It has to be written in Chumash, and it has to be written either Loi or Hishoma Pen Vial. Here it's neither. It's not even. So the Rambam says that Oral She'ovad is the Rambam agrees with Rashi's klal.
Yeah.
He says also one who eats Oral B'chutz Loretz is ain't a loike because there's no pasuk.
Here
he disagrees with Rashi. He says there is Malkus. Why? Because the Oral is Dina Kizar.
Yeah, but there's no. It still comes from.
So Zar is a.
And it doesn't say Pen Allah.
No, but there is a pasuk that a Zar is not allowed to be makrav karbonim. That says loy, and that you are loy. A zar will do avoida.
Even though it's in Tanakh, this loy. And by zar, yeah.
By zar, the psukim achumish. This halacha Moshe Mizini tells me that this falls under the category of a zar.
It's carrying it over from zar.
Right. The halacha Moshe Mizini tells me that this falls under an oral, falls under the category of a zar, because he has an incomplete kedushas kuhuna. Right. So the Gemara has like this, on the second line from the top, third line from the top on Yud Zayin and base. An oinen is a din akrobas karbonis. You have to be in a state of tumah in the achilas ma'aser sheni. You have to be in a state of simcha. You have to be in a state of simcha to be makor karbonis. You have to be in a state of simcha to eat karbonis. You have to be in a state of simcha to eat ma'aser sheni. So an oinen can't do all of those. La'achal to be oinen imenu. And we carry it over to Hakrobas HaKrobonis. But the Srefas HaPora Aduma, Sias HaPora, that's not the Hakrobas HaKrobonis. We don't carry over all the dinim from Hakrobas HaKrobonis to Pora Aduma. The only dinim that you carry over is Tohor, says he has to be Asafish Tohor, and he has to be a Kohen. So Oinen is not, any Kohen is an Oinen, is temporarily not a Kohen. No, he is a Kohen. Oinen is a Psul. So that they all agree. And Oinen, for sure, is kosher the sreifas apor. The machlekes atanoim in this price is what about mechusi kipurim? So the Tanakhama holds sorfo mechusi kipurim kshera. The paraduma is kosher. And Yosef Ababli is a Tana, disagrees. He agrees by Yoinen, they both say the same thing. By Mechuz Gemermi says, Psul, my la, boho, come if ligi. That's the Machloikas, whether Mechuz Yipurim de Zav, Kizav, Domi, or not. Is he called, is he called Ishtar? Yeah. So here the Gemara introduces a little bit. They were assuming that we know a little bit about it. Bamba Yisheni used to have trouble from the Tzdukim. Tzdukim didn't accept the Torah Shabbat. So the Tzdukim insisted that he's a Tohar, Alatome, even for Hazos, Paraduma. You have to be Tohar Legamre, and a Tful Yom is not Tohar. So he's not allowed to do Asiya Sapor, he's not allowed to do Hazoa Sapor. He's Ator Alatomi, has to be Tohar. So the Chachomim had a tradition that it's not so. The he's a Hatohar, so they had a tradition, the Chlal Shuhutome, he's not completely Tohar. You see from the Pasuk, he's Ator, not completely Tohar. How in the world do you see from the Pasuk that he's not completely Tohar? The Pashtus is like the Tzdukim said, has to be Tohar. If he's a Tvul Yom, he's not Tohar. So Rashi gives the whole interpretation over here that it's like if it says, the Gemara Megillah says, Gemara Sanhedrin has, it says when you pay the Hegdish, so you have to have a bezin of three to assess the value of the metaltalim. Someone donated an automobile, so you have to have a bezin of three to assess it. What's the minimum bid that the gizbo should take for the pinyan hekdush? And if it's karka, then you need a minimum. Then you need ten. Then you need ten dayanim in the bezin. So the Gemara says, how do you establish this halacha that pinyan hekdush? You need a bezin of three to make the shulman pinyan karka of hekdush. You need a bezin of ten. Because so the Gemara says, yarap, how many times the word hakoyin appears in the chumash? So by pinyan metaltalim, it says the hakoyin three times. And pinyan karka, you add up, it says 10 times, right? So the Gemara says, why don't you need kohanim? Why don't you need, they should all be kohen? Gemara says, no. Ein miyatach miyatel ele rabbis. It says hakoyin, so it means a zar is not good. Then it says again hakoyin, then it says again hakoyin. So each one is a miyatach miyatel after the first time. First time says hakoyin, and then the second, the third, the fourth, the eighth, the ninth time that it says after the first time, is a mi'atach mi'at l'rabbis, it doesn't even have to be a kain. So here also, it's along those lines, Rashi says. The hizah tar, it already says in the previous pasuk, that the one who does the hazah should be an ishtar. So why does it say the hizah tar ala tome? It should say the hizah ala tome. We're talking about, we already said previously that the fellow who does the hazah has to be tar. So it's like a mi'atach mi'at l'rabbis, that he doesn't have to be tar. No, miut means you're excluding someone. You're saying it has to be a koyin. Here you're saying you have to be tohar to do azor. And it says it twice, you have to be tohar. So the fact that it says it twice means doesn't really have to be so much tohar. It has to be a little bit tohar. What's mean? Nichlal shu tomei. It's like ein miut tachamiut ela the rabbis. He really was tomei, but he had tefillah in the mikveh and he's a tvul yom. So the tradition of the Torah Shabbat Peh was that a Tvul Yom is good. Tvul Yom is good. And
it's stupid. If it's that redundant, then it's only including, it's not excluding. If it's saying Kohen so many times and it's being so redundant, it's obviously excluding something. It's only including something rather than excluding something. If it says it once, it's excluding something. It's excluding the Yisrael. Whereas if it says it multiple times, it's very redundant, and thus it's including Yisrael.
Right. So the Mishnah says that you need HaKako is Tisha B'Kohen. You need 10 Dayanim on the case. Nine Yisrael, you need 10 Dayanim, 9 Yisraelim and 1 Kohen. Because the first Kohen means Kohen below Yisrael, Kohen below Zar, one has to be a Kohen. And the second, third, fourth, fifth, eighth, ninth, they're following as a miyatach amiyot
l'rabbis. The succeeding 9 are so redundant they have to include Israel.
Israel, right.
Whereas the first is not redundant.
Right.
It excludes Israel.
So that's how the Mishnah came to that psak, that you need Tisha B'Kohen. You need 9 Yisraelim and 1 Kohen to constitute the bezin. Usually a bezin has to be an odd number of bezin. Tosis points out there's an exception to the rule. You need dafka, an even number bezin. Hakako is tisha v'kan, you need 10. So here, that's how Rashi learned. Mechlal shehu tomei. So this was a tradition of the Torah Shabbat Peh. Yeah. We mentioned that there was a Rav before the Second World War in Europe, a Rav in Germany, who put out a whole sefer about drushes in the Gemara that are based on Mole and Chasa. So he thought that, not like Rashi, his pshat is not like Rashi. He thought that in Chumash, this pasuk, that he's a hatar, alatar means missing a vav in the word hatahar. Means that he has an incomplete tahar. He doesn't have to be a fully tahar. If he's incompletely tahar, means he's only a tful yom. It's also good. But Rashi doesn't say like that. In this sefer, he quotes many, many drushes from Gemara, and he explains, he thinks that a lot of them were based on, once in a while we had in Ksubas, in Naira, in Eila Nairis. The Gemara said, Naira is usually spelled Chumash Nunai Reish, and in rare cases it's spelled Nunai Reish He. So Gemara had a drasha over the fact that sometimes it's Mole, sometimes Chosa. So the Gemara says that is a legitimate source of a drasha. So this Sefer expands, and he has 150 additional cases that he says that the Pshat and the Gemara is based on the Mole and Chosa. Okay, it could be that it is. I forgot. Mole and Chosa B'Tanach, or something like that. So the Torah Shebaal Peh had such a tradition that a Tful Yom is good for Hazor Sapor and for Asiyah Sapor, both. And the Tzdukim said no. So Kedei Lahotzi Milubam Shalat Tzdukim, so they didn't listen to anything that Tzdukim said. Sometimes the Tzdukim said Lahakel, to make life easier, and sometimes the Tzdukim said Lahachmeh, like over here, this is a Chumrah. So to demonstrate that we don't follow anything from the Tzdukim, so Tosis quotes, Metamen Hoyu. Here's the Tosis. Sorfa Oinen. On Yud Zayin Amid Beis. Tosis Dima Maschel Sorfa Oinen. So four lines from the end of the Tosis, there's a statement in brackets that they quote from Mishnah's Darminim and Masachas Par Per Gimel. The time when all your coin are surfaced up par lehoitzim lim shal atzdukim shamru, the tzduk insisted that b'umu rovi shemesh hoisa nasis. Can only the people who make the paraduma have to have had harav shemesh. If there's still Tvul Yom, so it's a chisorin, that's Tommy. And the Tanoim insisted that it's not so. So in the Baisheni period, when they had the trouble from the Tzdukim, this was a standard practice. There would be Metame the Kain Hasarif Hasapara, have him go to Mikveh, and he would be a Tvul Yom. And it showed to the whole world that a Tvul Yom is okay. Tosis raises the possibility that maybe Midirabonon it's not okay. The line right before that, when they quote Maseches Parah Per Gimel, the previous line, so they write, "V'ayde Tvul Yom Kosher Min Atayra Efshim Midrabbanan Pasul," because there were so many chumers, so maybe Midrabbanan is no good. I bet it says that they did it the few times that they made a paraduma by Sheni. They did L'Hotzim Milibam Shalat Zdukim. So Tosha says maybe all they did was that they put their hand Hoy Menichem Ideim Al Rosho Li'osa Nigiyu Hoya Tvul Yom. Maybe it was only a Tumah de Rabbanan. Maybe they didn't make him Tomei Min HaTorah. That's what Tosis suggests. The Rambam, I think, is Beferish, that they made him Tomei Min HaTorah. But Tosis raises the possibility, maybe Mid de Rabbanan a Tful Yom is not allowed to be sorry for Sapporah. So maybe it only means that they made him Tomei on the level of the Rabbanan. Malkal Panim, getting back again to the Gemara. So the Gemara quoted a Machloikis HaTanoim, whether if a Mechusi Kippurim does Asiyah Sapara, is it kosher or not? And all the Tanoim agree that a Tvul Yom can do Asiyah Sapara. That was a drosha of Torah Shebaal Peh, that they had a tradition before the Baisheni period. He's a Torah, the Tom Bechal Shetom, he's leaving out Tvul Yom, that it's kosher. So how can you have a Machlekes HaTanoim, whether Mechusi Kippurim Dizab Kizab Tomi or not? How can you have a Machlekes whether Mechusi Kippurim can do Asiyah Sapara? I would have thought, if you would have asked me, I would have thought, Chusi Kippur is less Tomei than a Tvul Yom. I'll be Pashto. The Gemara says, no, this is the Machlokes HaTanaim. We all know there's Halacha based on a Drasha, a Torah Shebaal Peh, a Drasha that a Tvul Yom is Kosher Fasiyah Sapor. And the Machlokes, one Tana holds, yes, Ababli Oimer, if the Chusi Kippurim does the Asiyah Sapor, it'll be Psulim and HaTorah. Why is it Psulim and HaTorah? Because Chusi Kippurim Dizav is mochomer than a Tvul Yom. Even though he's further away from the Tumah, he's mochomer. So the Gemara says, that's the Machlekes HaTanaim, whether that Pasuk that tells us that a Tvul Yom is good, so it's a Kal v'chomer that Mechusi Kippurim is certainly good, it's further away. Or no, maybe Mechusi Kippurim Dizav Kizav Dami is mochomer than a Tvul Yom. The Gemara says, that seems to be the Machlekes. So then the Gemara says, not necessarily so. The Gemara says, loy, it could be the Kuli Alma Kizav. It could be that there ever was such a machlek. They all agree, Chusmerim Kizav, Kizav Tami. It should be Machom. The whole mocker that a Tvil Yom is good is based on the Pasuk. So the Shaila is, if you have a Pasuk that a Tvil Yom is good. So there are four people who have a status of Tvil Yom, who are also Mechusi Kippurim. The Tvil Yom of Zav Zavaya, Lettuce and Metzora. So if the Pasuk says they can do so, obviously a Tvil Yom can do. So that's the Machlekes HaTanoim. So the Tanakama holds, included in the Drosha that a Tvil Yom is good, is the Tvil Yom of these four people. So in Mele, you say, not only Tvil Yom is good, Mechusi Kippurim is also good. And the other Tana, who is it? Yosef Ababli thinks not so. The Pasuk only goes on in Tvil Yom, Tumah Dahach Parsha. Tumas Meis, Tvil Yom, Tumas Meis, it's not in Mechusi Kippurim. And you should learn a Kal V'chaimer from Tvil Yom of Tomi Meis, Kal V'chaimer Tvil Yom of Tomi Sheretz. It's more Kal. You don't need Azal Shlishi Shvi. But Tumah Yotzeh L'Megufay, you have no Pasuk, so there we apply the Svara, that the Chusik Purim Dezav should be Mochomer than a Tvil Yom. And the one is Machshe, not because he disagrees, he holds Tvil Yom Dezav, Lav Kezav Dami. No, he holds that this is included in the Pasuk. Machleg is how do you read the Pasuk? Okay. So Gemara is just establishing all the Psukim. How do you know all of these Dinim? But Tosfos is making assumptions. Tosfos made an assumption that a Balmum is no good for Asiya Sapora. That's Achidish, that the Nitziv was not so convinced of. And then Tosfos made an assumption that the Oral is good, not only for Azov. Oral is even good for Asiya Sapora. So that's also very questionable. According to the Rambam, we ought to say that an Oral is klar. He doesn't have a full din kahuna because he doesn't have a full din Yisrael. So that's really questionable. Those two points of Tosfos are highly questionable. Then the last 10 lines on the Amud, on Yud Zayin Mabes, the Gemara quotes various psukim to demonstrate that the halacha, that a mechusa begud, mechusa begodim, pasals b'dievet. Yeah. What do you mean mechusa begodim? Let's say the kohen gadol is wearing abo begodim. So you only need a kohen gadol on Yom Kippur to do avodas Yom Kippur. All year long you don't need a kohen gadol. So let's say the kohen gadol on one fine day wants to be makriv the tomet shel shachar. And he's wearing arbo abgadim. That's all you need is a kohen hedyon. So all he wears is arbo abgadim. On Yom Kippur we need a kohen gadol. So you understand he has to wear shmoyne abgadim. When he does the avodah of the big day zahav, he has to wear the shmoyne abgadim. Oh. So that's what the Gemara says. It's called Mechusa Begodim, depending on his status. Since he is a Kohen Gadol, he has to wear the big Dekuna Gedoyla. So even though it's an Avodah that doesn't need a Kohen Gadol, so the Gemara says on the next Daf Yud Chesem and Aleph Befevish, that the Avodah will not be good. Mechusa Begodim is Dina Kizar, because Bizman Shein Mikdeim Aleim Ein Kornasim Aleim Havale Kizar. What's Taka the Dina Zar She'ovad? So Zar She'ovad is Avedasa Psula. Then you have another pasuk we just had. Bazar HaKorev Yumas. We just had it on Shabbos.
So post facto is not full either.
Post facto what?
Post facto doesn't have efficacy either. Post facto, the Tzar does both. Not only is he not allowed to do it, but if he does it, work.
Right. We have psukim for both, that it's an Isir, and that Bidiyabit, it's Avedasa Psula. Now, there's a pasuk that says Hazar HaKorev Yumas. What does it mean? I always mention I had a professor here in college that taught Jewish history, so he misunderstood the pasuk. He just made three mistakes on the three words of the pasuk. He thought Hazar HaKorev Yumas, during the period of the second Beis HaMikdash, there was a sign on the wall. They still have it. When you go visit the Makam HaMikdash, they have it. That's the area where you're allowed to go. So it's written in Greek and it says, any non-Jew who enters the premises from this point on will be put to death. So this professor thought that that's a favorite shepasik. Hazar HaKorev Yumas, a non-Jew who enters past this point.
According to that professor, a Jew can do a vote. Israel is not a common, can do a vote.
No, the professor thought that it goes on entering into the Harabayis. There was a certain point where they didn't allow non-Jews to enter past that point. And they put up a sign that was in Greek that if any non-Jew enters past this point, they're going to put him to death. So this professor thought that that's what it meant in the Chumash. That's not what it means. Hazar in the Chumash doesn't mean a goy. It means a non-Koyan. It means even Yisraelim. Hakorev doesn't mean who walks past this point. It means if he's makro-kabonis. And Yomis means Misa B'dei Shamayim. It doesn't mean Misa B'dei Yodim. That's Elush Abimisa. The Gemara there in Sanhedrin and Daf Pei Gimel quotes a long Tosef to Elush Abimisa, collects all of those averis for which the punishment is Misa B'dei Shamayim. So one of them is a Zazar Sheimish. Zar Sheshimish. So Zar She'ovad is Misa B'dei Shamayim. Such a famous din. So the Gemara says, only on certain avodas, not on all. That's the second line from the top of Yud Ches Amud Aleph. The Gemara says, Hanimili avoided the Zar Chayva Lehamisa. There's an avoda Shena Zar Chayva Lehamisa. So which avoda is the Zar Chayva Lehamisa, which not? So Rashi refers you to the Gemara in Yuma, Daf Chav Dalet. But the Gemara says, from all the avodas in the Beis Hamikdash, there are only four avodas that a Zar is Chayv Misa V'dei Shamayim for. Such a famous din, and hardly ever applies. Because it only applies if it's avodas matana. If it's avodas siluk, it doesn't apply. And it only applies if it's an avodas tana, means avodas shein achreha avodas. So shchita ksheira bizar. So that's okay. That's the lechatchila. Then you have kabbalah haylocha, is an avodas sheish achreha avodas. Because you're going to do this rika sadam. So kabbalah sadam and haylocha sadam. The Mishnah says it's pasul bizar. Says kol apsulim. She kiblu dam is puzzle, zar, etc. Puzzle, but it's not chay misa b'dei shamayim. When would it be chay misa b'dei shamayim? By zrikas adam, that's an avodas matana, it's not an avodas siluk. He's putting something on the mizbeach. And it's an avodas shein achreha avodim. So that's what Rashi quotes from the Gemara, that there are only four avodas. One is zrikas adam. What are the other four? I forgot already. Nisach hayayin and nisach hamayim. No, the Gemara had Lakas HaMenorah. The Gemara says, no, Rashi quotes it. No? I think Rashi quotes it. En ele dalet avoides, by the narrow lines in Rashi, the third narrow line, Zrika Haktora Nisach HaMayim and Nisach HaYayin. That's the whole story. Has to be an avoidas, avoidas shein achreha avoidas. So zrika is at the end of the dalar avoidas adam. So zrika, haktorah, that's the end of the line. And nisach hamayim, nisach hayayin, and not connected with anything else. These are the four. So the Gemara says, since nuchusa begodim is dina kizar, and by zar, we know that the avoidas are divided into two categories. Avoid the Shazar Chai Bala Misa
Vidashmai. So, succeeding it, Yisrael can do it. So, but is any procedure succeeding it in the.
Yisrael may not do it, but there's no punishment on Misa Vidashmai. Not allowed to do it. Not allowed to do it.
See if there are succeeding procedures in the old procedure?
If there are going to be more avoidists after this one, like Kabbalah Saddam, Aloha Saddam, is followed with Zrika Saddam. So the Israel is not allowed to do Kabbalah Saddam, Hailocha Saddam. It'll pass the whole carbon, but it won't be Chai Misa B'dei Shamayim. And
well,
the Zrika Saddam. Right. It won't be Chai Misa B'dei Shamayim on these dollar avoidas.
But it will disqualify the whole thing.
Right, the whole carbon will be Basel. So the Gemara says, since Mechusa B'godim is based on Havalei Kizar, and by Zar She'ovad, there are two categories. Avoidas She'chayov Malam Misa B'dei Shamayim. Avoidas She'en Chayov Malam Misa B'dei Shamayim. So the Gemara says, one might have thought, if you would only have one pasuk, he might have thought, the only time a mechusa begodim pasels, if it's the Mohammedic case, on avoda shehazar chayva and misa b'dei shamayim. The Gemara said, so that's why you need another limud to cover all the cases.
So that's the climax procedure for it, for the chayv
misa. Right. Then the Gemara had the pasuk to say, even though you don't need a kain gadol for this particular avoda, he's bringing a tam shal shacha this morning. But he is a kain gadol. So for him, the big dekuna that are required are the shmonim begodim. So if he'll do avoda with dalet begodim, that'll be called mechusa begodim. Then the Gemara said there's room to distinguish.
One second, so mechusa begodim is something in separate? How does that work?
Right. Even though the avoda that you're doing would not, a zar would not be chayim isur b'dei shamayim on it, but still has an isur and has a psul. The avoda was done bizarre. The avoda was done by mechusa begodim, so it's going to be posel. There would have been room to distinguish between some avodas and other avodas, because by zar there's a distinction between the various avodas.
Is there a death penalty of some sort if the kohen does not don the mechusa begodim?
Yeah, the Gemara says that when the Gemara in Sanhedrin lists off Elosh the Misa, the following people are Chai Misa B'dei Shamayim. So it says that Mechusa B'godim is Chai Misa B'dei Shamayim because Dina Kizar. Dina Kizar.
So, but it's something intrinsic to itself, so it's like a climax procedure. Thus is Chai Misa. It's like the Zar.
Those are Vedas. Those avodas where zar would be chayim misa b'dei shamayim, so the mechusa begodim will also be chayim misa b'dei shamayim. Those avodas where zar is not chayim won't be chayim either. But I need an additional pasuk to say that he's still not allowed to do it. That it passes b'di yevin. Here on the bottom tesis, they have a famous kasha yud zayin on the base, the last tesis. They have a kasha. Rabbi Yanka Mirlansi has the kasha. Why do you have to have such a fancy way to establish the din? That is Arsha Shimesh, is Arsha Avad, is Misa B'dei Shamayim. It says Beferish in the Parsha Big Dekuna, that if he doesn't wear Big Dekuna, is Misa B'dei Shamayim. So he answers that
gradually.
So Tosis answers, the T-rates, even all the Big Dekuna mentioned, but one could read the Pasuk, Misa B'dei Shamayim is only if he doesn't put on Michnasayim. What Mechnasayim is more important than all the other big dekuna. Rabbi Soloveitchik thought that Pasha Pshat was, he's going to do Avoida with Giloy Erva. That's Misa B'dei Shamayim. So that's a question. So that's not a question. True, we say Zar Sheshimesh is only Misa B'dei Shamayim, Dalar Avoidas. Zrika Haktor Nisach Hamayim Nisach Hayayim. What if he's not wearing Mechnasayim? So that should be a separate Misa B'dei Shamayim. It's not because it's Dino Kizar. That should apply even to all the other avodas, not only to the Dalar avodas at the Zar. L'chor it should follow based on that tesis. That's what the Achrayim on the Daf point out. Should follow like that. Even that goes even though he is wearing big dekuna, but he's stretching his legs. It's as if he's Megal Erevosa. Here, Mamish is doing Avoda without Michnasayim.
So where would we know from the Pasuk that that's...
No, there is a Pasuk. It says if you don't wear the big dekuna, it says, V'lo yamusel.
Oh, that Pasuk is the same
Pasuk. It says, Beferish. So what does the Gemara have to stand on the head to prove that there's Misa B'dei Shamayim? The Gemara in Sanhedrin. So Tosfos answered, no, because that Pasuk only goes on Michnasayim. If you do Avoda B'gilu Yerv. But then it should come out that if he's not wearing Michnasayim, there'll maybe be Misa B'dei Shamayim even not only on the Dalar Avodas, and any Avoda that'll do. It's a Chiddush. Doesn't say Beferish anywhere.
One second. So the Rav says Gilu Erva, therefore what?
No, what the Rabbeinu Yankev Mirlans said, that one could say that the Misa B'dei Shamayim is only on Michnasayim, doesn't mean that he's wearing underpants. He just didn't put on Big Dekuna. It means now if you do Avoda B'Gilu Erva, he didn't think that Michnasayim should be different from the other three big dekuna.
No.
All the big dekuna should be the same.
The technical violation is what?
If he does avoda begila yerva, then it's Misa B'dei Shamayim.
Okay.
Yeah. Then the Gemara said again, you need separate psukim. One could have said, there's an avoda de ma'akva kapora, an avoda de lo mi'akva kapora, let's say haktora semurim. It's not miyakev in the carbon. The carbon is kashim, and if you don't burn the imurim. So one would need an extra pasuk to tell me that you need big dekuna even for haktoras imurim. So the Gemara has every step of the way there's another pasuk. Yeah. Then the Gemara has four lines from the bottom. Tana Rabbanan, they quote it as sefta. The Gemara is going to discuss now big dekuna and chatzitzas and big dekuna. The dinim of chatzitza by tefillin and hilchas tefillin and arachaim are all based on these gemaras about chatzitza and big dekuna. So Gemara says, what if you wear big dekuna that are very long? It's dragging on the floor. Tana Rabban Hoyim Mirushalim. It's very long, schlepping on the floor. Or Mesulokim, he got a suit. And now the kohen shot up. Now he's very tall, and the clothes don't fit him anymore. And the Michnasayim are very short. Mesulokim, it's high up from above the ground. Or Meshuchokim, they're worn out a little bit. V'avad, he does avodasik sherit, but he has it, it's good. What if the garden will be Mekuroim? Here, the top of Amid Beis. Oshoya, the top line on Yud Chesam Beis. If they're Metush Toshim, let's say they're soiled, they're mamish dirty, or Mekuroim, or they're torn. V'avad avodasik psula. Why is that b'di'evit no good? This is b'di'evit, it is good. So Rashi says, because it says that the big dekun have to be L'chobet u'l'sefaris, that's the Rashi on the top of Amid Beis. So if it's Metush Toshim, they're filthy, and you have to send it to the cleaner. On the Koroim, if they're torn, so Abadasa Psula, that's not good. But in the first case, Mirushalim, Mesulokim, too long, too short, Mishuchokim, worn out, so the Diabet, that's good. That's not so much of a violation of L'chobet u'l'sefaris. So the Gemara on the base is going to have a whole discussion about Mirushalim. If they wear big dekuna, it's about 13 lines from the top of Yud Ches on the base, and the line begins with the word Rab Zeru. What's that?
Which
staff? Rab Zeru. Here on Daf Yud Ches on the base, the line ends with the word Mirushalim. It says over there about 15 lines from the top, 16 lines from the top, something like that. Amar Rab Yirmiyah Midifti Mirushalim Shaloi Silkon. Let's say he has big dekuna that are much too long. They're schlepping on the ground. So it sounds from the Brisa that it's good. Sounds from the Brisa. One Amara before Rami Bachome reinterpreted the Brisa. That when the Brisa says Mirushalim is good means he's wearing an avneit. And he pulls up the big dekuna in such a way that it's no longer schlepping on the ground. If he wouldn't have used the avneit, he has to wear the avneit, that's one of the dalit big dekuna. But the avneit just wears a gartel, but he used it more than a gartel. He folded over part of the big dekuna, and now it has the right size. So one Amor interprets in the Gemara that Merushalim is good is only if he fixed it with the avneit. If Mesulokim Ayidei Avneit. But if it's Mirushalim Mamesh, there's room to say that it's possible even B'di'evit. So the Gemara thinks, the Gemara says, Amar Rab Yirmiyah Midifti Mirushalim Shaloi Silkon, if he didn't straighten out with the Avneit and the Mamesh leaping on the floor, he thinks Tanoi, he thinks it's a Machlokes HaTanoim. Where does he dig up a Machlokes HaTanoim? So he quotes from Tzitzis. What does it have to do with Big Dekuna D'Tanya? Alarba Kamfas Kuzcha Arba V'la Sholosh. If you have, instead of an arba kamfas, you have a beggar that has three corners, they're not chayim in tzitzis. Oin al arba v'lechomish. Maybe if you have five corners, you're not chayim. So if the b'raisa n'engzhoi ma'ashet chasav v'arei balas chomishom mor, and mekayim arba v'lecholish. Ma'aroi is a rabba shoyin. Okay. V'tanya idach. The next b'raisa says, the line begins with the word, v'tanya idach. Al arba kamfas tuzch arba v'lecholish, arba v'lechomish. Both not. So it's a machlokes hatamayla. So it's a machlokes hatanoi. Whether balas chomesh is chayv in tzitzis or not. Before you even begin, there's a question over here. You only chayv in tzitzis if there's a corner. Here, my jacket doesn't have a corner because they rounded it out. So do you say the definition of a corner is a right angle? Has to be a 90 degree angle. The poshep shat is a balas chomesh. It's not going to be a 90 degree angle. Pashup Shat is you have a talus, and then in one corner he cut it like this. So it's not all the four corners.
So two's acute, I don't know, not geometrically separate.
Right, so it's not going to be all the four corners are a right angle. Alpi Pashtus. One could insist, the Chazon Ish writes, one can insist, not so. You can insist that you only chayiv in tzitzis if the corners al arba kamfas. A corner of kanaf means a corner with a right angle. So what do you mean a balas chomesh? So the Chazon Ish says. So the Chazon Ish says you can visualize a beged that goes like this. It's not chalk to write, but anyway, he says you can visualize a beged that goes like this, two corners, right angle, goes like this, then has a right angle here, then it goes down here. So you have two right angles here, and a right angle over there. So maybe that's a balas chomesh. Maybe that's what they meant. Pashup shat is that the angles do not have to be right angles.
I mean, the shape itself is a right angle.
No. An angle. All you need is an angle. It should come to a point, but doesn't have to be a point. The whole beged is a right angle. The whole beged is a right angle, but it has a width to it. So there's going to be two right angles here, two right angles here, and then a fifth right angle over there. So that's a question. What kind of a balas chomesh are you talking about over here? Okay. So the pashup shat is, though, that you don't need 90 degree angles, as long as they come to a point. So the Gemara...
It has six sides. It has five, six.
Well, one of the angles goes in. It goes in like this. That's not an angle, that's protruding.
Oh, right. Six sides, but that's how many angles it has.
Yeah. Right. I have like this. Sides. A beggar that's like this. Okay. One, two, three, four, five.
Five angles, six sides. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. This is not an angle. This is an angle that's going in. It's not going out. So it could be that the balas chomesh means like this.
So if you're neurotic, you could have the balas chomesh. If you're neurotic, you could have the beggar, which is the balas chomesh.
Okay. So the Gemara presents it. The Gemara presents it that there's a machlokes hatanoihi. The Tanya, the Tanya Idoch. And the Gemara says, my labo hokam lefligi, there's a machlekes hatanoim here. Machlekes hatanoim, where the balas chomesh is chayv. So the Karen Ari says, how did they see that's a machlekes hatanoim?
Maybe you can wear a balas chomesh the way you conservatively wear it,
however he wears it. No, if you only wear a garment that's miyuchad only for the neck, not to cover the body, so that says in Shulchan Aruch that you're not chayv in tzitzis.
So this false chomesh should have to have a hole in the middle and...
Right, and it covers the body, right?
Diagonally go.
Correct. Exactly. So Taisus refers, the second Taisus on the top, refers you to the Gemara Menachos, Daf Mem Bei, Daf Mem Gimel, where the Gemara discusses the same topic, what balas chomesh is chayv on. So the Gemara there has a discussion on the assumption that a balas chomesh is chayv. How many corners do you put the tzitzis on? Do you put the tzitzis on four out of the five corners? That's how we paskin. Or do you put the tzitzis on all five corners? And then Gemara says over the air, we don't fully understand it. We don't understand
exactly,
it.
But you have another corner which goes inwards, which is not protruding outwards, but it's going inwards.
So that one you're not going to put tzitzis on. No, but let's say over here, you have four corners that are out.
Right.
So do you put tzitzis on all five corners? But they only put on the four out of the five. So we paskin about the chomesh is chayv, and you put only four out of the five. And the Raman writes, which four out of the five? The four that are furthest from each other. You got to figure out which are the four that are furthest. Hamru chokim zemizem. Which are the four that are furthest from each other? And what does that depend on? Whether only put on four out of the five, or you put on all five. So the Mishnah. Menachos and Perek HaTcheles, beginning of Perek HaTcheles, has all the dinim of tzitzis. The Mishnah has a machlokes hatanoim, whether the dalet tzitzios, a ma'akvim zezeh, or arbos and dalet mitzvahs. If you put on all four corners, you have four mitzvahs. You put on three corners, you have three mitzvahs. Put on two corners, you fulfill two mitzvahs. And two mitzvahs, you mevatel. So the Gemara says, depending on that machlokes, that's Rabbi Shmuel, and the Chachamim, Rabbi Shmuel holds that they're not me'akvim zeh, abo asam arba mitzvahs. And we paskin like the Chachamim, that dalet kamfer, dalet tzitzis are me'akvim zeh, all the four corners are me'akvim zeh. So the Gemara says that somehow this is toli zeh, which direction is it toli? If you're all like Rabbi Shmuel, that they're separate mitzvahs, so that should lead you to believe that you have to put on all the five corners, that leads you to believe you should only put on four out of the five. Which direction is it totally? So that's a machlokes of Rishonim, how to read the Gemara, Rashi and other Rishonim. Very strange. What's the connection? What's the shaychus? It's all very paladin. So that's what the Kevin Oira wonders over here. How did the Gemara know for sure that there's a machlokes satanoim? That one brisa says Balas Chamish is chayiv, one brisa says Balas Chamish is potter. Maybe they're both saying the same thing. Maybe it means Balas Chamish is chayiv on four out of five, and not chayiv on all five. How did they even see that there's a machlokes satanoim? But that's what the Gemara assumes, that there is a machlokes satanoim, whether Balas Chamish is chayiv or not. In addition to the machlokes that's quoted there in Menachos Mem Gimel, whether Balas Chamish is chayiv on all five corners or only on four out of the five, there's also a machlokes hatanoim, whether Balas Chamish is chayiv at all. One tana holds, you're not chayiv at all. So the Gemara says, my la beho kamifligi. What's the nekudas of machlokes? The line begins with the word kamifligi, around 25 lines from the top of Yutches on the base. The Gemara says, my la beho kamifligi. Marsaba yes, kamandi sidam, marsaba kamanda le sidami. What does it have to do with the big dekuna? What has it got to do? We're talking about Mirushalim. A guy wears big dekuna that are dragging on the floor. It's way too long. And he didn't fix it with the avnei. If silkan had the avnei, then the Gemara says, for sure it's good. What if he wears it the way it is, flowing? So why should it be puzzle? So I would have thought it's puzzle, because it's not lechobin or lesefaris. A schlepper goes like that. He can't afford to pay the tailor to fix the trousers. He goes with a long pants and they're dragging on the floor. Yeah. And if it's not proportional, why should it be puzzle? If it's too short. If it's too short, I would have thought it's no good because it's not the right size. It's not lechob and lucifer. So too long is also. Rashi doesn't say like that. So Rashi says the issue is, Rashi writes, it's right in the middle of the Amud, on Yud Ches on the base, Rashi concludes by saying, the Gabi Mirushalim Nami, it's an issue of Yita Begodim. If it's too long, so the part of the beged that fits his body is a beged, and the rest that's schlepping on the floor should be Miyuta Begodim. The Gemara says, if you do Avoida Mechusa Begodim, or Miyuta Begodim, the Kohen Het Yait wears Shmaina Begodim. Or the Kohen Gadol wears Abba Begadim.
So why is the Shalom kosher b'diavad?
Why is what kosher b'diavad? So the Gemara says, what it said in the Braisa, Mirushalim is kosher, so one of the Amoraim interpreted that only goes of silk and ade avnate. He fixed it by folding over parts, and he schleps it with the avnate, so he looks good.
So after the fact, it's not an
but if obviously. But if he didn't fix it with the avnate, he goes schlepping on the floor, the Braisa will say it's no good. And then next Amara says, he thinks it's a machlokes hatanoim. Amar Rabbi Yirmi Amidifti, Mirushalim ala silkon, tanoi, it's a machlokes.
Shatness would be considered from
if one?
Anyone who has shatness in the part that's flowing. It's the we consider that he's wearing shatness, don't we?
I mean, not a case of big dekuna, different
case. Not a case.
That's part of the beged, yeah. It says if a girl wears a long train, the gown.
So how can we consider
shatness on the floor, it's part of the beged.
How can we consider this that he's wearing?
See, if you would have learned pshat like me, not like Rashi, that the issue of my pshat is dead wrong. If you would have learned pshat like me, that the machlokes hatanaim, whether Mirushalim is kosher or not, is a shayla of lechobed or lesefaris that has no shaychas to tzitzis. So why did the Gemara quote anything by tzitzis? So Rashi sees from the Gemara that you can't say pshat like that. You want to say it's a machlokes whether the big dekuna schlepping on the floor, whether it's kosher apostle, it can't have something to do with lechobed or lesefaris. So Rashi learns a different shot. Maybe I'll try to continue tomorrow. It's hard for me to talk. Okay?